The Tamil Nadu versus Centre language war over the national education policy and its three-language formula, which the southern states view as an imposition of Hindi, has really exploded in Parliament with a walkout staged in the Rajya Sabha by the opposition, the DMK completely against the Centre, but Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan criticising the DMK for, and I quote, ruining the future of students. Well, we've got a very special guest with us, the DMK MK Kanimodi. Thank you very much, ma'am, for being with us on this program. One of the points, Kanimodi ji, which has been made was by Tamilsai Sondarajan, who said, and I quote, the DMK is damaging the rights of poor children of Tamil Nadu. Children from affluent families study three languages. Why is the same being denied to others? How would you respond, firstly, to this?
As far as I know, Dr. Tamilsai learned two languages. She went on to become one of the most successful doctors and also the governor for two states. So learning two languages has got her this far. I think it's actually done her a lot of good, and she should let other children also benefit.
But to
and
the
not force them to learn three languages.
To the larger issue, given Tamil Nadu's opposition to the three-language policy, how do you respond to the claim that the new education policy upholds linguistic freedom? It's not meant to impose Hindi or any other language on the state. It's just an opportunity which is being given.
No, today, actually, what happened in the Lok Sabha in Parliament, the Minister of Education, Mr. Dharmendra Pradhan, answering to a question by a DMK member in Lok Sabha, gave wrong information. He said that the Tamil Nadu chief minister and the delegation of MPs who went to meet him had accepted the new education policy and had also accepted the three language policy, which is the furthest from the truth. Because it's got no element of truth in it. We have not accepted the new education policy, nor have we, agreed to sign an MOU accepting the three language system. And when we protested against misinformation, he called us uncivilized. He called us dishonest. He said he called our chief minister super CM. And this is not the way an education minister, a minister of the union government, should be dealing with the opposition.
But ma'am, is it your sense that this issue is going to dominate this session of parliament, that it's going to be a whitewash on the issue of education and the three language policy and delimitation? Do you believe that this is going to...
No. We do not want... protest and not let the house not function.
Okay.
We want deliberations, we want discussion.
Okay.
We want a discussion on delimitation. We want a discussion on new education policy. And what we are fighting for is that I think the education is in the concurrent list. It is undemocratic against the constitution to withhold the money, which is a budgetary allocation, just because a state does not want to sign the new education policy. We have every right we have equal rights compared to the union government to have a dialogue. And we can also insist about the kind of education we find acceptable to our students. We don't have to accept the new education policy. It's in its entirety. That is
but
what the Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu has been saying time and again.
But how would you respond to the, it's a historical assessment that the three-language policy has been a part of our education framework since 68, but was not fully implemented. And that has led to a decline in Indian languages. So therefore, if there is an effort at trying to promote, for example, Hindi in Tamil Nadu and other states of the South, it's not a bad thing at all.
No, but why don't you teach one South Indian language in any of the North Indian states? That is a true, honest national integration. It will help us both. If we have to understand each other, Has any one South Indian language, because so many people from UP, from Haryana, from Bihar come to, you know, states like Kerala, Andhra, Karnataka and Tamil Nadu to work. I'm sure it will make, you know, life much more easier for people who come to Tamil Nadu and southern states to work if they have knowledge of one South Indian language. So you don't want to do that. Why are you forcing one language? Why are you forcing? And one more thing is, there is no research that has proved that learning three languages, four languages is going to help any student. Already the students in this education system are burdened with so many subjects which they have to learn. And not every child is, you know, interested in learning so many different languages. When a child finds the need, and where is the need for a child to learn another language, they can go ahead. We are not stopping anybody from learning a third language or a fourth language or a fifth language.
So, ma'am,
but
let me ask you this.
Don't burden every child with three languages.
Got it. But the another point, which is, and this is the larger issue, is that why are you resisting Hindi as a link language? I know you don't have a problem with the language per se. That's not the issue.
No, we're not against any language.
Right, correct. And therefore, if it is a link language, I'm not using the word national language, many would, but as a link language which connects different parts of our country, what's wrong with it?
No, I don't understand why can't English be the link language. It can link the country and link the world also. That is what our founding leader, Sena Anna.
But Hindi is an Indian language, and some would suggest that we need to... I understand that English is now part, we are talking in English, but...
But
what's wrong with Hindi as a language which has come from our soil?
Nothing
so why can't that be the link language?
No, we already have a link language. Why do you have to force a child to learn another language? If anybody wants to go and work in another state or in a state which is a Hindi-speaking state, they can learn it. There are so many IAS officers who come and work in Tamil Nadu from different other states. They learn the language and they're very fluent in it after a few years. So anybody, when there is a need and necessity, can learn a language. Don't force it on a child. That is what you're saying.
Ma'am, the other big issue, of course, is delimitation. I understand the argument that Tamil Nadu is making, that if delimitation is based on population, then given the fact that you have followed the rules, the guidelines, you've kept the population rate down, then you stand to suffer in the future because the number of seats in would be lower for you, right, as opposed to, say, Uttar Pradesh. However, the centre keeps saying that your representation will be ensured, that nothing has been said thus far which says that you will suffer. You or at Tamil Nadu or any other state in the south will suffer. Why do you not believe him at face value?
See, so far, delimitation has been done on the basis of population.
Right.
There's no amendment which has been carried out saying that there is a different yardstick to ensure that delimitation can be done with a different kind of base. Given the present circumstances, if delimitation is done on population, states which have controlled population will be losing out. Maybe Tamil Nadu will not, go down. Maybe the government will ensure that our 39 states, but definitely states which have not controlled population, their seats, the number of their seats will definitely go up. Their own alliance. The Chief Minister, Mr. Chandrababu Naidu, has raised concerns also about this.
So you are looking essentially for a formula and discussion on the issue of delimitation. You are in principle not opposed to it.
We do not want the percentage.
You are not opposed to delimitation as a concept.
We are not against, census, nor are we against delimitation. We want the government to ensure that a percentage of MPs does not go down.
All right, ma'am. Wonderful speaking to you. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing your views. Thank you very much indeed. I'm joined now by Dr. Syed Zafar Islam, National Spokesperson of the BJP, Salim Dharani Dharan of the DMK, and Dr. Sumanth Raman. Thank you all very much for being with us. Dr. Syed Zafar Islam, let me come to you. How do you address the concern that the new education or the national education policy's three-language formula threatens Tamil Nadu's cultural identity? And there is a historical resistance to Hindi imposition. That's a fact. Therefore, why not respect that? And if they want just two languages, then so be it.
Tamil Nadu is not the only state in the country. There are many states which speak different language. Don't we know that in Karnataka, they speak Kannada? In Maharashtra, they speak Marathi. Do they have any problem? In Karnataka, it's an opposition state. It's not ruled by NDA, but yet they have accepted it and they are implementing it. The problem in Tamil Nadu that they make it an issue because it's politically motivated. It's nothing to do with anything else other than political. They want to incentivize their own political parties or benefit their own political parties by raising such issues, which is actually detrimental to the interests of the students of Tamil Nadu. We have told them very clearly that you implement PM Shri scheme and education should be given in the local language, which is Tamil language. Yet they have not agreed. So it is propaganda by DMK. It is the agenda of DMK to create an issue, which is not an issue at all. Three language should not be an issue for them. Okay. Because Tamil, people are speaking Tamil, that language is anyway there with them. But they want to create a friction between the people and only for the political gains, which actually is harming the interests of the people, the interests of the students of the Tamil Nadu. We are very clear that if states like Maharashtra can implement, if a state like Karnataka can implement, why can't Tamil Nadu can implement?
Okay, let me put that across to Salim Dharani.
It's a political issue for them.
Mr. Dharani Dharan, reply to that, but also just take one point from me, that the center and the BJP has constantly been promoting Tamil culture and has been promoting the language. The promotion of cultural events, infrastructure for Tamil studies, a priority on a global outreach of Tamil, right? And the new education policy, it is argued, has nothing against Tamil. It encourages the language. Therefore, how would you respond to A, that, and B, the argument that you are playing politics?
Yeah, firstly and foremost, I think the BJP spokesperson does not read newspaper or what's happening outside of Delhi. CM Siddaramaiah has written several times saying there should not be imposition of Hindi. Kannada Development Association there has written only 4 days back to the Chief Minister saying that Karnataka also should follow two language policy like in Tamil Nadu, Kannada plus English. Similarly, the Kerala Chief Minister has said that Hindi can't be the link language. He has said it not once or dozen of times. Even now they have voiced their concern regarding this matter and they are with the Honorable Chief Minister of Tamil Nadu. In fact, we saw what the Telangana Chief Minister spoke in one of the recently concluded conclaves. See, having said that, as a party, DMK as a party, Tamil Nadu government, we represent the voice of the Tamil people. BJP might take Sengol and say we have done for Tamil Nadu, but do Tamil Nadu people want that? We want something else. All this is symbolic and people know to discern between what is symbolic and what is actually that the people of Tamil Nadu want. Tamil Nadu, people of Tamil Nadu do not want NEET or new education policy. We do not want delimitation based on population. This is what the people of Tamil Nadu want, which is why DMK is able to win the election, because we represent the voice. As politicians, we are nothing but representative of the people. MP, MLA is representative of the people. Right? So we represent the people. How can BJP be sitting there and say that this is what Tamil Nadu wants? You have to win the election.
No, but respond to that. This is a deeply emotive issue in Tamil Nadu. It has been for decades. You are playing politics on a non-issue. There is nobody denying any of what you have said for Tamil Nadu and the Tamil language and Tamil culture.
Hello?
Yeah, go
how
ahead.
Are we playing politics? Yeah. Why are you... how are we playing politics? Why are you imposing something on us? Firstly, how did the problem start? 2150 crores for SSA was not released in Tamil Nadu. Repeatedly not released. When prodded further, you said that we are not signing NEP. How are both linked? So that is again a threat to federalism. That is blackmailing the state. That is when we started protesting. Did we protest 2 years back? NEP draft came. We rejected it. We said we are going to enforce it. Union government left it as such. When you started blackmailing, that linking A to B, only then we started a problem. And lastly, very importantly, I will say, India can't have one-fifth solution for all states. The growth of states are profoundly diverse than even the countries of European Union. Nowhere in the world are different subnational governments with so much profound diversity exist together. So we need tailor-made solutions student per se, it is good for the country as such. So Tamil Nadu can't have same program as Uttar Pradesh, Bihar, or Jharkhand for that matter.
So every state is... All right, Dr. Zafar Islam, Syed Zafar Islam, please respond to that.
See, first of all, we are the one. It is BJP only which has actually promoted Tamil culture. What is Kashi Tamil Sangamam? It is the promoting the culture of Tamil Nadu. And it is the DMK government which is actually blaming us. We are more promoting more Tamil culture and language than you are actually doing. But you want to play politics? We do not want to play politics. We want to encourage Tamil culture. We want to promote Tamil culture. We want to promote Tamil language. And we have given many incentives for Tamil language. But the legal language is Hindi. What is the problem with that? And as far as the NEP is concerned, I'm sure that you, whether you read the newspaper or not, Karnataka has accepted it and implementing it. You have problem. They have no problem. It's despite the fact that they also speak different language. They speak Kannada. Yet they have accepted it. It's not a BJP ruled state. It's not NDA. They have NDA as a partner. But they are your partner. They are partner of India Alliance. Yet they have accepted it. What is your problem? The problem is that you think that you can somehow use the sentiments of the people unnecessarily. You will ignite them. You will mislead them. And you will play politics about it. And you think that it will benefit you in the election. But we'll keep encouraging Tamil people. We'll keep promoting the culture of Tamil culture and the language. We have no problem. We, in fact, even told you to implement PM Shri scheme only in Tamil language. Give education only in Tamil language.
All right, okay, both of you, one second. Dr. Sumant Raman is also with us. Dr. Raman, let me come to you. What is the way forward in this?
10 seconds.
No, one second. Let me, he's been waiting. Let me come to him. Dr. Raman, what is the way out of this as far as language is concerned?
There is a very simple way out of it, which I don't think either side is interested in following, because this is entirely a political thing. Look, there is no legal compulsion on any state to accept the national education policy. It is not a law. It is a policy. There is no legal act or law that mandates that every state in the union must accept the education policy. So where is the problem? Why are the two of them making this such a national showdown so that that we're sitting and debating this for the last 1 week on virtually every channel? It makes no sense. Tamil Nadu can simply turn around and say, I'm sorry, there is no legal mandate. From 1968, we have not accepted the education policy and we will continue not to accept it. That is why this increasingly looks like a fixed match. Let me ask you one question, Vishnu. The DMK government is primarily saying that you have withheld 2,150 crore. This money is for the Samagra Siksha scheme, is the allegation that the DMK makes. Under what rule has the government of India withheld that? So if the government has withheld it unfairly, what should the state government do? State government can take them to court and say that, look, you have to release this money. This money has got nothing to do with the acceptance of the NEP. That has not been done. Instead, we have this drama going on across Tamil Nadu. They go around, putting black paint on railway station boards, and they hold agitations. Clearly, this is nothing more than a political drama to fool the people of Tamil Nadu. Both sides are equally guilty on this, and I don't have the slightest doubt that this is being played to build each other up politically. The BJP is extremely keen that the DMK wins the next election because they feel that that will finish off the AIADMK in the state and they will emerge as the principal opposition party.
All right, okay, hold on for 1 second. Both the BJP...
The people of Tamil Nadu are being taken for...
All right, okay, 1 second. I'm running short on time. 30 seconds to the DMK, 30 seconds to the BJP, to the DMK first. Respond to that. His key point is it's a fixed match. Respond. Mr. Dharani Dharani.
Firstly and foremost, I have to rebut this. BJP spoke. Link language is Hindi. What is the problem? Exactly, that is the problem. English can't, Hindi can't be the link language, because even in Tamil Nadu, we agree and learn Hindi, we'll always be second class citizens because Hindi is the mother tongue for
28%.
All right, Hindi cannot be a link language. Your time is over, Dr. Syed Zafar Islam. 30 seconds. Go ahead. No lectures. 30 seconds, I said. No, Mr. Dharinder, no lectures right now. 30 seconds. I'll give him exactly the same time. Go ahead.
See, what Suman Sriraman is saying, we are trying to tell them that you implement your scheme. When we had sent the team, they all agreed. They all agreed that they will implement NEP.
Okay.
And today they have actually taken a U-turn. And that is why all this discussion is taking place. Once they had agreed, they should have implemented it instead of taking a U-turn.
Once they agreed, they should have implemented it. They disagree with that position. We leave it as it is. Thank you all very much for being with us.